So the Gemara speaks about a fellow who is Mavir al Midoisav, Kala Mavir al Midoisav, Mavir al Yakal Pshav, whoever tolerates offenses, overcomes his hard feelings towards others, Hashem responds in kind, Mida Keneged Mida, they are Mavir. Kol Pshav, I take away packages and packages of Averis as a schar for this type of conduct. You know, in recent years, it's become more and more well known, the power of a fellow who's Mavir al Midoisav. In fact, there's a well-known story printed in Aleinu L'Shabeach by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, a Rav in Bnei Brak, who relates a story that occurred with his brother, Reb Chaim Knievsky Shlita, showing the power in Mavir al Midoisav. This fellow who was childless for many years is to come back to Reb Chaim Knievsky again and again for a bracha. Finally, one time he just broke down and he was begging. He says, give me a way out. Give me some sort of eitzah, some sort of skula. And Reb Chaim Knievsky tells him, you know what? Listen to me. Go find a person who is Mavir al Midoisav, who fits this bill, and ask him for a bracha. This fellow figured, no problem. Easy deal. I'll go find a person who's Mavir al Midoisav, get a bracha. Well, he looked around and saw it wasn't so easy to come by, to find a person that really fits this bill. Apparently, it's more difficult a task than he thought. Mavir al Midoisav is no easy thing, and he was walking around for a while trying to find this type of person. Finally, he's sitting at a wedding one night, and suddenly he hears an outburst of yelling and screaming. This fellow approaches another person sitting at the wedding and starts yelling at him and speaking to him very disrespectfully. Apparently, there's some sort of feud between them. Is going at it in public. And the recipient of these insults was just sitting there and face blushing and reddening and about to burst out and respond. So this fellow who was observing quickly ran over and says, do me a favor, just keep quiet. Just swallow. Just keep quiet. And this fellow looks at him and says, who are you? I never saw you before. What are you telling? He says, listen, do me a favor, just tolerate, sit here and don't respond. And finally, the other fellow who was tormenting him, after a while, just gave up, abandoned ship, left the hall. And now this fellow was perplexed. He says, well, what's going on here? Well, why do you... And he explained to him the whole story. He says, he's a fellow who needs a Yeshua. He needs a brach. Reb Chaim told him to find somebody who's Mavir al Midoisav, who can swallow an offense, not respond. And here I see an opportunity unfolding before my eyes. Shouldn't I capitalize on that opportunity? Please, I asked you, stop, don't respond. I need a bracha from you. He says, now you're successful, you're passed with flying colors, please give me a bracha. And the fact, he gave him a bracha, and that year he had a baby. Now this story became publicized, it was printed in the Sefer, and Zilberstein writes in a subsequent volume that he got lots of feedback after the story was publicized. Many people emulated this type of behavior, and he has several other stories which bring out the very same point. You have astounding incidents of people who are Mavir al Midoisav. Here's another story of a girl on her way to Meron on a bus, and this fellow came on and claimed that she had a seat and tossed her off the bus, and she just swallowed it. She took it in stride. She went off the bus, and there was a lady behind her who noticed the whole incident, and she was all taken by it. And she remembered a story that a person who doesn't respond to insults has immense power to give bracha, and she needed a yeshua for herself. I think her daughter was looking for a shidduch, and she quickly caught up to her and says, please give me a bracha, you have this power, you're Mavir al Midoisav. And she gave her bracha, and she found she had a yeshua pretty soon after. So he writes that it's pretty documented. Over and over we see the power harnessed in this midah of Mavir al Midoisav, that Hashem gives him special schusim. He's regarded as a holy person, a person on a level, and has the ability to give brachas to people. And I always think to myself, you know, if they can give brachas to other people, then certainly they can give brachas to themselves as well. So when a person goes through a situation where he's insulted or spoken against and, treated with disrespect, and he remains silent and he's Mavir al Midoisav, that's an ace rotzen. It's a moment of truth and a moment of closeness to Hashem. He should turn to Hashem and ask a bracha for himself, whatever he needs. In fact, the Sefer Musa bring that Yosef HaTzadik responded in this way. Look what they did to him. I sold him off to Mitzrayim. And how did he respond? He says, look, Elkim Chashav El Toiv, I treated it as something good. You had whatever you had in mind, but he responded with kindness, and he gave them, and he was mefarnes them. He promised, "I'm going to be mechalkel you, I'm going to feed you, I'm going to sustain you," because Yosef HaTzadik had it right. He understood. They did him a favor. It's not like they insulted him, he had to tolerate it. Look, they took away his averis. So instead of looking at it as an offense, he actually felt an appreciation to them for what they did to him. They cleansed him of his averis, and therefore he responded in kind. He was going with the chayavim, people that had chayved him. He was going with them toivas, because he realized they really did a toiva to him. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein was known for his tolerance and his ability to be patient and Avraham Midosev. There were several stories, just mention a couple of short ones. So he arrives in yeshiva and he exits the car, and this fellow, this bacher, closed the door of the car on his fingers. And Rav Moshe quickly pulled out his fingers and he clenched his fingers so tight so that he doesn't emit even a moan or groan, nothing. And he walked from the car to the yeshiva in silence. Somebody noticed what happened, and he asked Rav Moshe afterwards, "How are you able to contain yourself to this extent?" Rav Moshe responds, "Look, this fellow drove me to yeshiva. He did me a teiva. I'm going to make him feel bad." This is a story Rav Moshe brought. He brought home a brand new shas. This was a Schulzinger shas, which had then been printed after the war. This was like the deluxe shas. And he had this new shas, a volume open on his table, and there was some brachim standing there, and one of them accidentally tipped over the inkwell. This inkwell was dipped their fountain pen to this ink, and there was an inkwell full of blue ink, which he tipped over accidentally on his gemara, and Rav Moshe was out of the room at that time. The bacher was petrified. How Rav Moshe is going to respond, a brand new, beautiful shas. Rav Moshe walks into the room and notices his blue gemara, and he says, "Ah, blue, I always like the color blue." That was his response. There's a story with Rav Moshe, that he comes into his office, more the heat of winter, and he opens the door, and there's a bacher sitting there in his seat with the air conditioner blowing full force, enjoying himself, sitting and learning in Rav Moshe's room with his air conditioner. Rav Moshe responds by saying, "Oh, I'm Schulz, I'm sorry for disturbing." He turns around, closes the door, goes back to the base medrash. You know, somebody once asked Rav Moshe if he was born with this attribute of savlonis, of patience. And Rav Moshe says, "Not at all. Actually, I was born with a tendency for anger, for intolerance, for kpeda, and I worked until I got to this point." So, bottom line is, when a person gets insulted, a person gets spoken to in a disrespectful manner, a person steps on his toes, a person should appreciate the experience and say, "Look, thank you. You gave me a $1 million check." Right? So appreciate it for what it is. Take the check and deposit it. Keep quiet. Mavram v'doisa. Rather than tearing up the check. Hashem should help us. Amen. Ken Yiratzeh.